This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. I mean, seriously, get engaged. And, you know, for you to engage, you have to get informed first. That's kind of where I'm at with you guys. That's why I keep saying, get informed, then engage. That way there, I know, you're tired of hearing it, but it's the only way you can get it across. I feel like sometimes, we're you know, in a Sesame Street mode, right? If I say it enough times, you'll do it. Really, seriously. I know, it's really funny because I've noticed the same thing with, you know, when I talk about certain issues, to get you guys to engage and get involved, I've got to say it enough. And I notice when I don't say anything for, you know, a whole hour, we don't see any traffic. If I start saying, go to the website, go here, go there, go do this, you tend to do it. So that's why I say, get informed. Get engaged. I say it all the time. Anyway, we had Rick Amato on in the last hour. And one of the things we started talking about was, you know, the Fox ratings, right? And you would think it was, you know, take a nosedive and all the whack toys on the right that went over to another station because they couldn't stand what Fox did to their people. Well, it's still following. Now, on Friday, or the last Friday night, there were only 1 million viewers who turned into Carlson's old time slot. 1 million. He averaged between 3 and 4 million a week. I mean, 3 or 4 million an hour in his final week there. A Rasmussen Report poll shows that Carlson was actually more popular than Fox News itself. Now, likely U.S. voters surveyed, 59% surveyed said they had a favorable view of Carlson compared with 52% for Fox. More believe that Carlson's departure will make Fox worse. Well, it's true. Not only will it make it worse, but it proves that Fox hasn't been on its side in years. Not for years. All right? And we there were many who already knew that. But, you know, there are players over there. Martha McGowan, she's a Democrat. She doesn't play that way, though. So you listen to these people, you should know. You should have a clue as to where they're coming from. But they didn't let it consume them. Right? And his exit was also impacted the rest of it. Because, look, when people, as I was saying to Rick, you know, people turn in early, or tune in early, I should say. They'll, if Carlson promos the show after him, say they're going to be talking to so-and-so, they're interviewing, so people will hang out for that show as well. But without him there as the anchor of that, you know, the primetime lineup, nobody's interested. Now, Roger Friedman of Showbiz 411 reports that Sean Hannity hit rock bottom in the ratings on Friday. Total viewers were just 1.3 million. You know, again, probably a blow to his ego. But Tucker was the one that was driving people to Hannity's show. the night before, Thursday, he was still up around 1.8 million. When prior night, he was at 1.7. But 2 weeks ago, Hannity had 2.7 million viewers on April 13th. His fans have little... Look at... I don't know Sean that well. I mean, when I was really busy in this business, I got to be around him a couple of times. I got to not work with him, but, you know, work in the same area he was working. And I saw how he treated people. It was great. He didn't blow anybody off. He stayed one night. He stayed like 2 or 3 hours after his show talking to all the people that came just to see him. So I got to give him credit for that. And others don't do stuff like that. I didn't see O'Reilly do it. He'd hang out for a few minutes and then gotta go kind of thing. So, you know, if you think about Hannity going from 2.7 down to 1.1, this is not good. And were they really his fans? Maybe he touched on something they wanted to hear about. But again, I say, were they really his fans? So Newsmax has made leaps and bounds this year. They should actually... They should send Roger Ailes a thank you card, don't you think? Right? So within the cable universe, Newsmax saw its average audience at 8 p.m. with Eric Bolling, the balance, soar by 261% to an average of over 500,000 viewers an hour. But Newsmax notes that it's available in 24 million fewer homes than Fox was. You hear that? 24 million fewer homes, making its viewership percentage-wise even more impressive, I think. So, Nielsen came out and said that Newsmax drew over 57% of Fox's audience on the for the nighttime lineup. Look, people are hungry for conservative news. People are hungry to understand, you know, what's going on in the news cycle. Newsmax, by any stretch of the imagination, look at, let's just be honest about it, they are not hardcore conservative. I mean, they got good, I'll say good conservative shows on, right? They've got conservatives on there. But you're seeing more middle of the road with some of the commentators. And I think every one of the commentators in Newsmax is similar to Tucker in the sense that they'll go in, they'll lay out the story, and show you why they're going after somebody the way they are with the true facts. And they don't care what side of the aisle you're on. So we'll see your host. Brad Dinkins joins us in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I am here to fight you, my friend, to the end.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. By the way, that is intro is fighting music. You know what I'm saying? I think it's called a matador. And we have to be ready to fight. I mean, there's no more niceness. And I hate to say it, as a Christian male, it doesn't mean that I'm nasty and mean right out of the chute. It's just to win somebody over. You know, I find some of my colleagues in the school situation, you know, trustees and what have you, they think that nicety in and of itself is going to help win somebody over. It's not going to do it. Not anymore. Because they kind of use that against you. They use that to get around you. You need to stand your ground. You need to be willing to stand your ground. And let them know, you know, without being mean about it, let them know where you stand and why you're doing what you're doing. Push them back on their heels. They all catch us off guard. It's about time we start doing it to them as well. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let me bring him on, because I don't want to waste his time. I always enjoy when he's on with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me, as he does every week, so we can go over some of your legal rights and things going on, just in the world as a whole. And, Brad, thanks for being with me. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it, Joe.
All right, so let's throw the first one out at you, because I always love this stuff. There was a student that was kicked out of a class for wearing a T-shirt that said, there are only two genders. And this is a school out of Middleborough, Massachusetts, and the young man wore the shirt to school one day, and he was, you know, told by one of the teachers, you can't be wearing that. You can't be wearing that on campus. It'll cause problems. And anyway, they told him that he had to take off his shirt before he could return to class, or he would have to go home. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's generally not okay what they did, because you know the Supreme Court in a major historic case, Tinker versus Des Moines Unified School District, the Supreme Court said that a student's First Amendment rights do not stop at the schoolhouse gate. This is a protected speech. This is, they're compelled to be there as students. It's a governmental institution. A government just can't squelch free expression. And you know, we at Pacific Justice too had a big case in federal court. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that we won for a high school student in the Seattle area. He was told that he couldn't share his face with other students, couldn't give out copies of his personal testimony, and he was expelled from the school district, suspended, then outright expelled.
Wow.
We at Pacific Justice filed a lawsuit in federal court, and we won, and it was a decisive victory where the judge says, look, you can't just discriminate on students' rights to express themselves. Now, another factor that would be interesting to know about in this case that you just mentioned is whether or not the school allows any other kind of speech or expression by their students. And I'm willing to bet that the answer is yes. I'm willing to bet that students are allowed to wear T-shirts. They've probably worn pro-LGBTQ T-shirts,
yep.
Rainbow this, rainbow that. This student, I think, has a very strong and compelling case. No student should be treated like a second-class citizen simply because of their traditional beliefs, values, and convictions or faith. And that's exactly the messaging that this school district in Massachusetts has sent. And, you know, I know we at Pacific Justice Institute will take on these kinds of cases without dropping a hat immediately.
You know,
I think this is a terrible injustice.
The staff member that grabbed him said that, hey, look, you can't wear a shirt that targets a protected class, which I thought was interesting because why are they protected? Christian kids aren't, you know, I mean, they really aren't. So, and this would beg another thing, but it's a different state. You're seeing here in California where there are more and more school boards that are looking at not allowing the pride flag in the classrooms. And not because they're against the LGBTQ community, but in light of the fact that there's so many other flags that are not allowed in the class. So, you know, I know they're kind of two different things. One is the student rights with the protected class thing, but should kids have to fight that in the classroom as well? Could a school board get away with barring any other flag other than the American and or the state flag in a classroom?
A school district could probably get away with that, and it's real simple because you know students in a classroom can feel isolated very quickly, very easily. We have something in the LA Unified School District we're investigating right now, can't go into details, but it involves a radical leftist teacher, and there are so many of them in the Los Angeles Unified School District.
Yes, there are.
Like exponential, anyway, but this is one particular situation where they displayed this kind of a rainbow flag, and one father asked them to remove it, and the next day a radical left-wing diversity, quote-unquote, officer came in and berated the father in front of the son, as far as about the father and in front of the son. This is... You know, and just make the son obviously feel isolated, feel very uncomfortable, very demeaned, his family beliefs very demeaned. And that's the kind of intolerant, hateful, elitist attitude that I'd say the majority of those in the LA Unified School District area of education have, based on what we've seen them put in the classrooms and allow to be to take place in the schools. Now, I use the word majority. Some people say, well, that's a pretty strong word, but I may be wrong if people want to challenge it, but when I look at the fact that the teachers aren't standing up against this kind of tyranny, they're applauding it. Overall, at least those who are expressing themselves, those that seem to be have the strongest voice, apparently appear to be in that category. Whether it's majority or not, it's very, very disturbing for everyone else who has different beliefs and convictions.
Yeah, and again, you kind of hit the head on the nail there. It's kind of like whatever is more left-leaning or far left is acceptable and fine on school grounds. But if you want to talk about God, I told you, we've had people comment about there's a new craze around where kids are wearing hats that say God wins, that kind of stuff. Even those, which is more of a generic term, even those are getting scrutiny in the class. There's actually some rumblings as to not so much, quote-unquote, how we stop it, but would this really cause a problem? You know, Brad, they're looking at saying, well, this may cause a fight on school grounds. My attitude is, well, until it does, why would you ban it?
Yeah.
You know?
It's just trying to extinguish speech that does not fly with in favor of the dance of the far left and CRT, woke, LGBTQ, and these are very, divisive, hate-filled movements that we need to take very seriously, and our Constitution says we need to take it seriously.
Yep. It's the only way we're going to maintain freedom of speech. All right, people, be back in a few minutes.
Right.
Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dickens when we return.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Widespread flooding in the southern part of the Ukraine war zone is raising questions, particular about the future water supply for Europe's largest nuclear power plant, just miles from the front line.
We've been closely monitoring the impacts of that destruction, which has triggered massive flooding in Ukraine and resulted in the evacuation of, at the very least, thousands.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says explosions destroyed a dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine. attorneys for former President Trump are trying to stop writer E. Jean Carroll from suing him a second time. She filed a second lawsuit after Trump appeared on CNN's town hall, where he called her a whack job and denied her rape allegation. According to Trump's lawyers, there was no second defamation because the jury that heard Carroll's civil suit found him liable for sexual abuse and not rape. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really what I want you to be. But let me bring on my guest because I don't want to waste his time. I got so much. We always run out at the very end. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always love when you're on, number one. Number two is let's go ahead and tell people what PJI is, what it does, and how they can help you.
Yeah, we have Pacific Justice Institute. We're a nonprofit legal organization. We defend everyone without charge, and we defend religious freedom for everyone, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. And we have, very uniquely, we have offices all across the country. We have 29 offices in 23 states, coast to coast. And we don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We're very unique. Unlike other organizations, we're actually committed to trying to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. That's very unique, and that's why so many people call us and so many people support us. And if they'd like to keep up with our cases or like to support our work, it's easy to do it. Just go to our website, PJI.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, PJI.org.
Now, you know, people, when you guys write me or talk with me, even some of my locals who grab me, they go, you know, what can we do about this? How do we fix this? How do we push back on the school district? How do we make, well, you know what? This is why PJI exists in you know, organizations like this. So if you want the help, if you truly want the help, you know, they can't keep the lights on without donations. They can't fight the stuff in the courts without donations. So you need to check out their site, PJI.org, PJI.org, and make sure that you support them any way you can. So, Brad, I always appreciate what you do. God bless. I know, man, it's a lot of work. I just being a school board member, I know how much work it takes to get this stuff done, and it's a big deal, bigger than some people think it is, you know?
So. Yeah, it is a lot of work, and I do want to let your audience know that October 28th in Anaheim, California, we're going to have our big annual Celebration of Justice dinner, and we're going to have Kayleigh McEnany, the former White House press secretary for Donald Trump. She's going to be our keynote speaker, very sharp, very bright, and it'll be an awesome evening. We're going to have great recognition of people really making a difference, and the food is just absolutely fantastic. I have a rule at our events. Chicken is not allowed. No chicken, so it's usually a beef and a seafood combination, and it's really a great celebration. It's incredible.
And this year, I want to sit next to you again because you don't get to eat, and I'll just eat your food for you. I don't want it to go to waste. You know what I'm saying? Because it's that good, you know?
Yeah, the creme brulee, my wife usually lets me eat hers.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
But it is. It's a great organization. It's a great event because, I mean, honestly, people, you had Charlie Kirk there last year and you had Mike Huckabee. And I like Mike Huckabee, but the guy that really hit the home run, in my humble opinion, was Charlie, because Charlie talked about the legal battles that we need to start having, because that's how they've been fighting us for decades. And for some odd reason, we've been sitting there thinking, we're playing nice. You know how Christians are. Well, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. No, you're actually supposed to. So should David have turned the other cheek against Goliath? Is that kind of what you're saying? No. That's not what we're called to do. So, Charlie drove it home from a standpoint of we need to rise up. Matter of fact, I'll say it, you don't have to. There were some pastors there that I saw squirming in their chairs because he was really on them for not pushing this stuff in their pulpits. So it was quite interesting, you know.
Yeah, he's a very strong strong speaker, and but what he says is true, and I think we need a sort of that kick in the pants by the people like Charlie Kirk at times, and of course I try to do some of that myself on my own shows and programs. So I can appreciate what he's doing, definitely.
Oh yeah, no question about it. So the God, you know what? I get to talking with you, and then I figure out what the heck I was going to ask you. You know, but it was funny. I love my listeners because they throw stuff at me that's so true. I've been talking to some of our parents up here in my area, and they're all upset about the Satan clubs in the classes. And I said, well, first of all, the Satan clubs are not in the classes. Let's start off there. That's number one. Number two is their after-class activities, just like a Bible study class would be or what have you. Number three, they're not satanic classes. If you think that there's some guy in a black robe that's burning incense and killing cats, that's not what's going on. But what's going on, because it's a free-thinking, quote-unquote, class, right? So they're teaching kids that you don't have to believe in a higher being, to be smart and to be right and to be good and all that stuff. It's all based on math and that kind of thing. So this is kind of what I was talking about earlier, and I want you to comment on this, where I always say, stop running off half-cocked, get informed before you engage, because then we look like jackwagons. There's no Satan in that class in the classic sense. Go ahead.
Oh, you're correct. In fact, the people heading this up, they've even said that they don't believe in Satan. They're atheists. they're atheists. They're mocking Christians, and their goal for the reason, they'll say, well, it's for goodwill. No, the reason they're calling it not the Goodwill Club, but instead the Satan Club, is they want to agitate Christian parents to demand that, and out of fear, to say, okay, get rid of all student clubs, including the Christian club. Well, you get rid of the Satan Club, okay, fine. We have to get rid of all of them. Get rid of all of them. That's what they want. They want to scare and to panic Christian faith-based parents who like the Christian clubs, and to just say, okay, get rid of everything. That's their strategy. I don't think it's going to work, but it is getting people of faith very riled and really concerned and all. But the reality is, it's really just an anti-Christian club is really what they really are. They're atheists who have an anti-Christian club whose purpose in the title is to freak out Christians so that they panic and have all the clubs removed from campus. That's their strategy. It's very, very obvious, and I don't think it's going to work. But I'm glad you mentioned it, because we need to get out this information that this is not a Satan club. This is just a tactic by the anti-God, anti-Christian atheists to out of intolerance,
right,
to basically have all of these clubs removed. It was really, had a benevolent goal. They would call it the Goodwill Club, and we want to do good things and help people. No, that's not what they're really about. And if it wasn't for the Christian Club, there would be no Satan Club, and this wouldn't even be an issue.
Yeah, and again, I want to go back to, I'm going to put some pat on my own back going, this is why I keep telling you people, we look like fools. Look at, if you, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, but if you show up at a board meeting and you start screaming, this country was founded on Christian principles and there's no place for a Satan club on a campus, or, you know, you look like a fool. If you find out what the class is about, all right, you know, it's like anybody else. If you don't give them attention, they'll go away. They'll fizzle away. There won't be any big deal behind it anymore. You're right? There'll be no curiosity there. But we kind of give them fuel to kind of move forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. And does Satanism exist in America? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed in a hotel once, and I was speaking at an event at a hotel, and over on another side of the hotel, there was this other thing going on, and it had satanic stuff. And so it's Satanism is indirectly and directly is very much in the United States, people sacrificing animals and stuff. But, you know, that being said, this is not a Satan club. Once again, you know, this is just an attempt to scare Christians into panic to get rid of clubs. And I think you're right. They need to be aware of what's actually going on and then to act accordingly. I remember, I'll never forget it. I was defending years ago in Rio Linda, a Praise Pals club. It's called Praise Pals. It was the elementary school level, after school hours, and fighting went way down in this school. You know, this elementary school, they had a lot of fighting and stuff, went way down, and it was well attended, and it was a, you know, kind of like a choir, if you will, you know, called Praise Pals. Well, at the school board meeting, one of the school board members who was from the, you know, the radical left LGBTQ background, and he said, look, I've got a letter here from the NAMBA, you know, Man Boys Love organization, and they want to have a club too. It was the same basic tactic, and it thought, you know, look at all the parents panicking and say, okay, get rid of Praise Files, get rid of all of it. And I just first responded, I said, well, you can make a clear differentiation for between the two, but an easier way to deal with this is just to require parental consent.
Yep.
And the parents all were cheering, and they won. We won.
We gotta go for a break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Or maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Joe with you, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROAT-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. All right, Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. I really do. We get so much good information from him, and we need more of it. Because, you know, some of us, you open your mouth, you shove your foot so far down your throat, and you tickle your belly button. You know, that's the stupid you get sometimes. Anyway, Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, I joke on the show, that if you're truly a First Amendment purist, then it goes both ways. And I've had people write me about the national anthem and the kids that don't stand for it, and, you know, at school. And, you know, my son tells me that most of his class sits down during the national anthem. I mean, during the Pledge of Allegiance, they don't even get up and say it. Well, if you're truly a First Amendment purist, this shouldn't be an issue for you, right?
You're right. Yeah. And it can be disturbing to see so many of our youth being disrespectful, unappreciative of what our nation is, what we've become, and those who have fought and died and given their lives on the beaches of Omaha and et cetera. That is a bit disturbing that we have that kind of a mindset in our youth today. It's very much of a there's different terms and all. I won't use the terms I'm thinking of, but anyway, but the reality is, that's where we are. But in our First Amendment, the Supreme Court in a case dealing with a Jehovah's Witness student who for religious reasons could not stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. The Supreme Court says, they're protected by the First Amendment. You can't compel them to do something against their conscience and their own convictions. If students don't want to do that, that's their free speech rights. That said, I would say that I certainly hope that that those who do appreciate our country have the courage to stand up and to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and to those who are ever harassed at any time, in any way, by any of these other intolerant students, I want you to feel free to call me personally at the Pacific Justice Institute, because we'll go to bat for you.
Yeah, it's funny. It does work both ways, if people don't see that. So even a young man or woman to get up and want to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And the sad part is that in the schools, there's a lot of peer pressure to do or not to do. And some of these kids might feel weird about it. They won't get up and pledge. And I think that's something we really, really need to push, especially you guys, you people that are on school boards. I mean, you fight for them all. It's that simple, right? You fight for them all. And
right.
I get crazy about this stuff because, I don't understand why you don't speak up. I don't understand why you won't step in for any of these kids. Because if you protect one group, you'll protect the other. Just because you're there protecting the one group, whether you're pro-flag or anti-flag, pro-gun or anti-gun there on campus. So, I don't know. All right. I swore I'd give you a couple of minutes. You guys got any cases going on right now? Do you want to talk about the things that people need to be watching out for? That kind of stuff,
Yeah, there's so many cases. We have new cases all the time. We have over 150 cases in active litigation. We have many more case files opened all across the United States. I didn't know where to begin except there's so many. I'll give you one not too far from here, and that is we're defending teachers across the country and employees who are losing their jobs because of pronouns, and for them it's a violation of their conscience and faith to knowingly cause confusion and promote confusion in a child, a young child in particular, knowing that confusion is not going to be good, that's going to be harmful, and statistically will increase their probability of suicide by more than 19 times before the age of 30. So these are very, very serious convictions, and yet these people are being fired, teachers are being fired, and that is something. It's not reasonable to require a teacher to so grotesquely violate their conscience to do something in their heart that they see as wrong and harmful to children. So we're taking on these cases all over the country, and we're doing them all without charge. And those are very hot cases right now.
I don't know if this is you guys or not, but this is where the school required the teachers to lie to the parents about gender identity.
Yeah, we have those cases as well.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, somebody sent me it the other standard day. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's standard policy for many school districts, especially in states like California, et cetera, is to actually lie to parents, and then when the kid gets to school, to do the grooming, if you will, to groom them into this other orientation.
You can't force an employee to lie. You can't force an employee to do something like this, correct?
Well, absolutely correct. And these who are being told that, and if they're fired for that or punished, they have a great case. And they just need to get good legal counsel and to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. But unfortunately, these things are increasing. That's how extreme and radical the left is in many of these school boards and school districts across the country. And even some when the school district seems to have a level head, they'll have some rogue teacher who's just real radical into their cause, lying to parents. Well, guess what? That's illegal, and any harm that happens to a child, they're begging for a lawsuit and for personal liability, especially if it's outside the scope of their work as a teacher. And I would say, arguably, grooming a child into a different gender identity and lying to parents is not something that would be within the scope of a teacher's employment. At least, arguably, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, again, more and more what you see coming down from the schools is to hide it, don't say anything about it. When a parent asks, is my child doing A, B, and C? I would think you'd be in bigger trouble legally if you know something's going on with somebody's child and you don't tell them. I think that would be.
Yeah, it's, you're absolutely right. And so the smart teacher is the honest teacher who is honest with parents, goes out of their way to be honest with parents about their children, giving more information, not less, not lying, telling the truth, the whole truth. And that's the smart teacher, the foolish teacher, the radical teacher. That's the one that is likely to possibly lose their license, possibly have a civil lawsuit against them personally. And don't be surprised if the people on the other side of the bench happen to have a badge that says PJI on it.
I like it. I think we should give them out everywhere. All right, one last one for you that has to do with a student. Somebody just sent me this one, too. I was reading through it. That where a student is suing a school district for banning Let's Go Brandon T-shirts, right? So,
right.
Yeah, the question I have to ask you is there, under free speech, even with these kids in the school, is there a limit? Is there a way a school board could look or a superintendent could look and say, look, that could start a fight, that could start a this, that could start a that? Can they use any of that as a reason not to allow those kids to do it?
Yeah, that's not a good track for them to go down, because you're basically saying that offensive speech isn't protected, and the Supreme Court has basically held, no, offensive speech is protected. There is some case law giving some parameters and some leeway for school districts, but it has to be evenly and equally applied and enforced. So a T-shirt with one viewpoint and perspective that's strongly, you know, stating its position, being allowed, while another one from the other perspective is allowed, versus not allowed. That's the real problem for any policy adopted by a school district on its face and applied must be neutral despite viewpoint and subject matter and ideology.
Yeah, you see this on campuses on a regular basis. And I don't want to just say the teachers get away with it, because some teachers really believe that kids shouldn't be wearing certain things or aren't allowed to. And that might be one of the orientations someday you could give some of these schools to teach. And look, you can't do A, B, and C. All right, look, we got 1 minute. You know that the gall of the Senate is trying to put together some kind of ethical sheet, ethical rules together for SCOTUS. Think about that. Talk about the fox watching the hen house, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Chief Justice Roberts of the Supreme Court said, I'm not going to appear. And all the justices on the Supreme Court, all nine of them, the left and the right, were unanimous in saying, no, this is not the business of the Senate to tell us how to run the judicial branch. And they're absolutely right. It's a separate branch of government. It's almost amusing when I see these senators, trying to bully and intimidate another branch of government like that, that is clearly given autonomy by the Constitution, as well as through case law given recognized autonomy as well.
Yep, I just love it. And it only goes to show they don't know the Constitution. They absolutely don't know it. Anyway, Brad, love having you on. Always have a good time when you're on with people. PJI.org. Check out PJI.org. They're doing some great stuff, and you need to support them. God bless. Keep up the good work, Brad. People, you got me for the next hour. I got a lot of stuff I need to beef on you about, as I like to say. Be back in a few minutes.
It's free.